The sales comparison approach is a valuation method that assumes a knowledgeable buyer will not pay more for a property than the cost of acquiring an equally desirable substitute property. This approach involves reviewing recent sales of comparable properties, also known as comps, to estimate the value of the subject property. The comparables used for this purpose must meet two qualifications. They must have occurred recently and be located in the same market area as the subject property, and they must be similar to the subject property. However, since no two properties are exactly alike, adjustments must be made to account for any differences between the subject property and each of the comparable sale properties. These adjustments can be made for transactional differences, such as changes in market conditions since the date of sale, and property differences, such as size, location, etc.
The sales comparison approach and comparative market analysis, CMA, are similar in that they both involve comparing a subject property to recently sold properties in the same or similar neighborhoods to determine its value. In the sales comparison approach, an appraiser typically evaluates three or more recently sold properties, comparables, that are similar to the subject property and make adjustments to account for any differences between the properties to estimate the value of the subject property. In a CMA, a real estate agent evaluates recently sold properties, comparables, in the same or similar neighborhoods as the subject property and makes adjustments to account for any differences between the properties to determine a suggested listing price for the subject property. Both approaches involve selecting similar properties and making adjustments to account for differences in property characteristics to estimate the value of the subject property or to determine a suggested listing price. However, the main difference is that the sales comparison approach is typically used by licensed appraisers to determine the fair market value of a property for a variety of purposes, while a CMA is typically used by real estate agents to help sellers determine an appropriate asking price for their property.
The sales comparison approach is used to estimate the value of a property by comparing recent sales of similar properties, called comparables or comps, with the subject property. The goal is to find the cost of acquiring an equally acceptable substitute property in the same market area where the subject property is located. To achieve the maximum degree of similarity between the comparable properties and the subject property, adjustments must be made to each comparable property, not the subject property itself. The adjustment process is organized into an adjustment grid to ensure that no important adjustment factor is overlooked. To make an adjustment, the appraiser should consider whether the comparable property is better or inferior to the subject property on a given feature. If the comparable property is inferior to the subject property, an upward adjustment is made to the comparable property by adding the value of the difference. Conversely, if the comparable property is superior on a given feature, a downward adjustment is made to the comparable property by subtracting the value of the difference. To remember the adjustment process, the acronym CBS can be used. For comparable properties that are better than the subject property, the adjustment is to subtract the value of the difference. For comparable properties that are inferior to the subject property, the adjustment is to add the value of the difference. Another acronym that can be used is CIA. COMP stands for comparable property. Inferior refers to properties that are inferior to the subject property, and add and better refer to the direction of adjustment.
The adjustment grid is a tool used by the appraiser to compare the subject property with similar properties, comparables, and make necessary adjustments to estimate the value of the subject property. The grid is prepared by entering the street address and sale price of each comparable. The adjustments for transactional differences, such as financing terms, conditions of sale, and changes in market conditions, are made first, followed by adjustments for property characteristics. The appraiser must confirm the financing terms associated with each sale to ensure that the sale price does not reflect special financing terms, such as seller financing or seller paid points. The appraiser must also research the conditions of sale to determine whether any abnormal pressure or special relationship existed between the buyer and seller. Additionally, the appraiser must consider market conditions that may have changed since the sale of the comparable properties. To make an adjustment for market conditions, the appraiser estimates what the comparable property would have sold for under today's market conditions. For example, if a comparable property sold 6 months ago, the appraiser may estimate a market conditions adjustment of 4% annually or 2% for 6 months and adjust the sale price of the comparable accordingly. The appraiser will then use the adjusted sale prices to estimate the value of the subject property.
Additionally, in the sales comparison approach, adjustments need to be made to the comparable properties in order to make them as similar as possible to the subject property. One type of adjustment that may need to be made is for differences in square footage. For example, if Comp 1 is 160 square feet larger than the subject property, a downward adjustment is needed to account for this difference. The appraiser might use an appropriate unit of comparison, such as $60 per square foot, to estimate the value of this difference and make an adjustment of -$9,600, or 160 square feet times $60. On the other hand, if Comp 2 is 20 square feet smaller than the subject, an upward adjustment would be appropriate. Another type of adjustment that may need to be made is for differences in landscaping. For instance, if Comp 3 has better landscaping than the subject property, a downward adjustment would be made to Comp 3 to account for this difference. The adjustment amount would be based on the appraiser's estimate of the value of the difference in landscaping between the two properties.